Chapter 9. He left the healing halls without once looking back, Ahsoka trotting silent and uncertain by his side.
Master Skywalker, Sky Guy,
she ventured at last in a whisper, as they took a swift tube to the temple's archives.
What's going on?
He glanced down at her. We've got a mission.
I kind of worked that out already. We're going after Grievous, right?
He nodded. Right. She swallowed.
Alone? I mean, just you and me?
You, me, Captain Rex, a bunch of clone pilots and troopers and 3 Jedi cruisers. Another glance down. Ours is called the Resolute.
A battle group?
Gasped Ahsoka.
We've got a battle group of our very own?
He wrapped his knuckles on top of her head. I've got a battle group. You get to tag along if you behave yourself. As the swift tube thundered its way up Tranquility Spire, Ahsoka jittered on her feet, a kind of nervous little dance.
Is Master Obi-Wan coming with us?
Obi-Wan, his dreadful pain. Never doubt my faith in you. No.
He looked bad. Will he be all right?
Of course, Anakin said with quick confidence. No separatist terrorist can kill Obi-Wan.
Do you believe that, Sky Guy?
She said, her voice small.
Or are you just saying it because you're scared and you want to feel better?
Jaw dropped, he stared at her. Where does she come up with this stuff? I believe it, Padawan, he said repressively. I never say anything I don't believe. The swift tube slid to a smooth stop, and its doors opened. The Jedi archives occupied almost a third of Tranquility Spire. He directed their swift tube to the main entrance and reference carrels where the data crystal catalogs were kept. Their arrival was noted by various Jedi who were diligently working on projects of their own, but nobody interrupted their tasks to speak with them. Here, said Anakin, guiding Ahsoka to an empty desk. I'll get you started, and then I'm going to leave you for a while. Sliding into the seat, she pulled a face.
You're always going off somewhere, Sky Guy. When do I get to come?
You don't, he said curtly. Now pay attention. She heaved a resigned sigh and watched as he accessed the primary archive database, then engaged the privacy mode with his personal key. This way, only the council would see which archives had been accessed, and that was all right. They were in on the secret. Anakin thought, after what happened with the records on Kamino and today's terrorist attack, I'm not taking any chances.
Master!
Ahsoka squeaked as the primary directory guide to Bothawe came on screen. She straightened out of her morose slump.
Is that where
Not a word, he told her, and tightened warning fingers on her shoulder. Now I want everything on our destination that you can dredge up, ready for me to look at when I get back, okay? She was hyper-alert again, all her instincts firing. One of these millennia, she'd make a pretty good Jedi, probably, provided he could smooth the rough edges off her.
Yes, Master, she said. You can trust me.
He frowned down at her. Was I ever this young? He thought. Was this how I used to look at Obi-Wan? He doubted it. Slaves lost their innocence while they were still in the cradle. Good girl, he said, and patted her on the back. I won't be gone long. More's the pity, he thought, and said, If anyone asks what you're doing, tell them to see me. She nodded.
Yes, Master.
Satisfied she couldn't go too far wrong here in the archives, he took an airspeeder from the temple docking complex and flirted with disaster all the way to Padme's apartment.
Oh, Master Anakin, how wonderful to see you,
C-3PO said, tottering out onto the apartment's veranda.
Look, R2-D2, Master Anakin's here.
Behind him, at the apartment's open, sliding transparasteel doors, the stubby blue astromech droid tooted and spun his dome. Anakin stared at them. 3PO could be effusive and usually was. He knew that, but... Okay, what's wrong? But before the droid could answer, Padme emerged from her bedroom. When she saw him on the platform, her strained face crumpled and she held out her arms.
Anakin!
Cursing, he shoved past 3PO and nearly sent R2-D2 tumbling in his desperation to reach her.
What is it? What's happened?
She didn't answer. Just tightened her arms around him as though one of them were dying. Her breathing was ragged, her pulse erratic. He could feel her heart pounding against his breast. And now that she was in his arms, now that he was breathing in her subtle perfume, he could feel, too, the depths of her distress. I'm sorry, he murmured against her hair.
He'd been so worried about Obi-Wan, angered by the council, overwhelmed by the news of Bothawi, the battle group. An emotional cacophony had deafened him to the voice inside that whispered of Padme whenever she was near. "I'm sorry, my love. I should have known you were upset." She shook her head, then leaned back to look up at him. No, I'm all right. How's Obi-Wan?"
"Recovering," he said. "Padme, you're not all right. What's happened? Tell me. Whatever it is, I'll fix it."
"Oh, Anakin."
She pressed her smooth palm against his cheek, then stood on tiptoe to kiss him.
"I love you so much."
"And I love you, but you're making me cross. What's happened?" Taking his hand, she led him over to the sofa and pulled him down beside her.
"Nothing's happened, not exactly. It's just... Palpatine took me and Bail Organa on a tour of the bomb sites."
She shuddered.
"They were awful.
And after that, Bail and I visited some of the injured in the med centers. That was even worse.
Men, women, and children, humans and Twi'leks, Chilactans and Sullustans, and, oh, a dozen other species. All maimed and disfigured in so much pain. And for what? For nothing. For going about their lives harming no one, Anakin. Not a one of them could ever threaten a Separatist. But the Separatists hurt them anyway." It was Naboo all over again.
Her voice broke, and she hid her face against his shoulder.
"I can't bear it, and I can't see the end of it. Sometimes I think this war will go on until every last one of us is drowned in blood."
"No, it won't," he said, holding her. "The Jedi won't let it. I won't let it. We'll stop the killing, Padme, I promise you. We'll stop it." His arms tightened.
What was Palpatine thinking? Those bomb sites weren't safe. There could have been more explosions. He never should have taken you to them.
You shouldn't have had to see any of it. You shouldn't have...